words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Today's gospel is one of the farewell discourses from the Gospel of John. The farewell discourses are a series of speeches Jesus made to his disciples before his arrest and crucifixion. In them he predicted what was going to happen to him. When they heard these words, the disciples were thoroughly puzzled. It was only as the events occurred that they recalled these words of Jesus and understood what they meant. We're in a somewhat different position. We know the story. We even know its ending. Unlike the disciples, we do not have to wait for the events to occur to understand what the words mean. Seen in this light and placed in the context of the Christian year, today's gospel becomes quite intelligible. It's both unsettling and extremely comforting. In case you've forgotten, and it's quite easy to do so, it's still Easter. Easter is not just one Sunday of the year, but a season which starts with Easter Sunday and continues for 40 days until Ascension. The proclamation of Easter is Christ is risen, he's risen indeed. In the Easter season, we celebrate the risen, living Christ who walks among us, just as he did that first Easter. The resurrection from the dead, rising to life again as Jesus did at that first Easter, was a tremendous miracle. The past few Sundays, we've heard in the Gospels how it shocked, stunned, amazed, and surprised his followers with something he'd never expected. The resurrection itself would have been enough to convince his followers that Jesus was Lord of all creation. But that was not the end of the world-shaking events that were to occur. That's where today's gospel comes in. Now I go my way to him that sent me. Jesus is returning to his Father. He was leaving his disciples, leaving us. Because I've said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. The disciples didn't want Jesus to leave them. Now that they had come to know and follow him, they wanted him to stay with them and be their guide and comfort. But if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Jesus was going away, returning to the Father, returning to heaven as part of the divine plan. He wasn't leaving his disciples without guidance. He was sending it to them. At the time, his disciples would not have known what or who this Comforter was. They would have to wait until Pentecost to find out. We know that the Comforter with a capital C to whom Jesus was referring is the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Trinity, whose coming we'll celebrate three Sundays hence at Pentecost. Today's gospel is intended to prepare us for Ascension and Pentecost, which are coming soon. At the Ascension, we'll celebrate the return of Jesus to heaven to the Father. Now I go my way to him that sent me. At Pentecost, sometimes called Whit Sunday, we'll celebrate the bestowal of the Holy Ghost. I will send him to you. After previewing the coming events of the Ascension and Pentecost, today's gospel goes on to explain the role of the Holy Ghost. After all, the disciples had not heard of him before. They didn't know what he did, what role he was to play in their life. We too often tend to forget what the Holy Ghost does. We have a natural tendency to stop the Christian narrative with either the resurrection, the triumph of Jesus over death, or with the ascension, the returning of Jesus to the Father. It makes things so much simpler and neater. Isn't it easier to picture Christianity as Jesus coming to earth, giving us a set of rules, and returning to heaven to let us work things out according to these rules? After all, one can only take so much of this divine intervention, God with us stuff. We have the teachings of Jesus. What more do we need? Well, it turns out we need a lot more. Jesus did leave us with some rules. They're actually quite simple. You heard them at the start of the service. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Well, they may be simple. They're not easy. On our own, none of us is capable of fulfilling them. That's why we need the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. He will guide you into all truth. It's the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, who leads us to Jesus, For he shall receive a mind and shall show it unto you. The Holy Ghost shall reveal to us God's love. For all things that the Father hath are mine. He shall take of mine and show it unto you. That all sounds rather nice, but how's it work? That's where today's epistle comes in. Every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. The good, the ability and capability that we need to love God and love our neighbors as commanded by Jesus is given to us by God. All we have to do is open our hearts and accept it. It's not an easy task. It requires us to be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Isn't it quite funny? And we often think we're closest to God doing His will when we're talking. Of course, it's kind of hard to hear God, to hear the Comforter speaking to us if we're talking. The author of James was well aware of that. Seems that first century Christians were not that much different from us today. In today's epistle, the author chides first century Christians for their nasty tendency to think that when they're angry and attacking someone or something, that God is on their side and they're doing God's will. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. The epistle of James gives first century Christians and us the same advice. Lay aside everything that keeps you from God, the superfluity and nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. That's why we pray with today's covenant. That God, who alone can order the unruly wills and affections of sinful men, will grant unto His people that they may love the things which Thou commandest and desire that which Thou dost promise, so that our hearts may be truly fixed where true joys are to be found. May God grant that we may heed the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, as He leads us to Jesus our Lord, so that we may fulfill the will of our Father in heaven by loving God and our fellow humans. Amen. Now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be all praise, laud, honor, glory, and dominion, now and forever. Amen. Amen.